Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation. And I'm Sunil Rao here. Today, I would like to share with you an excerpt from the book titled New World, New Mind, first published in the year 1989 and co-authored by Dr. Robert Onstein and Dr. Paul Ehrlich. And I would beg pardon from Dr. Paul if I pronounced his family name incorrectly. You can purchase your copy from any of the bookstores near you or via any online portal that sell this book, or by clicking on the link below, that is if you can see the link while listening to the podcast. The authors hoped that the information presented in this book would stimulate the people to think about the roots of the human predicament and how we might begin to adapt our society where we can learn to evolve consciously and address the challenges accordingly. On to the excerpt. Human beings have always been the most adaptable creatures on the planet, and they should be able to chart a new course for themselves. Some of that charting is already being done. The old mind today is being challenged and changed by many scattered efforts. All non-human species evolved to fit into their physical habitats, and people originally evolved to do this as well. Human beings, however, have changed the world more in the last 10,000 years than their ancestors did in the preceding 4 million. Much more than any other species, we have turned the tables on the physical environment and made it change to fit us. Clothing, fire, dwellings, and agriculture all enabled people to live where none could before. We don't perceive the world as it is because our nervous system evolved to select only a small extract of reality and to ignore the rest. Instead of conveying everything about the world, our nervous system is impressed only by dramatic changes. This internal spotlight makes us sensitive to the beginnings and endings of almost every event more than the changes, whether gigantic or tiny, in the middle. Why, on a planet that has an exploding population, a deteriorating environment, and massive social problems, has the only genuinely creative species invested so much time, energy, and genius in building arsenals that can only be used to destroy itself? Why has humanity not redirected its efforts instead into seeking ways for people to live together without conflict, and to limiting the size of its population so that everyone can lead a meaningful life? Why hasn't humanity tried vigorously to preserve the earth that people and all living species depend upon? The answers to these kinds of questions are not simple. The problem has much deeper roots than most people envision. To trace its history will take us into the world in which our species evolved, into the world that made us. That world has produced in us certain ways of interpreting our surroundings, ways that once enhanced our survival. But these old ways are not necessarily adaptive in a world that is utterly different from the one in which our ancestors lived. More importantly, human beings have built entirely new environments, farms, villages, towns, crowded cities, ocean liners, even underwater dwellings, and more. Human beings can even live for brief periods away from Earth itself. The human experience has been one of expanding, creations, and adaptations. The cyclic pattern spooled us in an evolutionary instant from small groups of hunters and gatherers into a complex civilization. There is now a mismatch between the human mind and the world people inhabit. The mismatch interferes with the relationships of human beings with each other and with their environments. The rate of change in the world around us is increasing. Humanity is refashioning the world so quickly now that each decade's environment differs dramatically from that of the last. Our minds now conquer challenges and tasks that appear to have no parallels in our evolutionary past. We read and write, learn more than one spoken language, use word processors, and design and fly aircraft. But none of these tasks represent. But none of these tasks represent a break with the standard animal pattern of planning to reach short-term goals. Like those of other animals, our brains evolved to understand a small portion of the world, the portion that most affects our capacity to survive and reproduce. Each animal, whether a bee, butterfly, frog, chimp, or human being, lives within its own small world, which is a mere caricature of the outside world. The simple caricature of the environment, as we shall see, sufficed for most organisms in most environments, for most people throughout history, and it still works for many people. To retain ourselves requires a radical shift in our normal way of perceiving ourselves and our environment. Maybe an evolutionary process, a process of conscious evolution, is what it will require to address such a situation. Here ends our excerpt. And at that note, I would like to remind us of these thought-provoking words on attention. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving. Instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly, we feed the hunger blindly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life and we become freer in our actions and choices. And that, my friend, I hope we all are able to do, lift the veil of ignorance, as they say, and learn to enjoy life in a manner that it is sustainable for us, and we do it with harmony between us and our environment and our society and our fellow beings. So I hope that you, if you don't have a copy of this book, do get a copy, read, enjoy. And if you like it, share it with your friends. And I thank all the listeners who take time out and listen and are listening to this podcast. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, you can subscribe by clicking on the subscribe button and leave a review as well. We will be back shortly with some more interesting, thought-provoking stories, articles from various sources all around. Until then, thank you all very much, and you all have a good day.